Hi, welcome to Let's Get Into It. We are here with our good pal, Evan Kaufman.
Hi.
And with Tim and Nick here as usual.
Hi.
Hey. Gentle.
Oh, Jesus, I know. This is probably why I don't introduce you guys off the top anymore. It's been a couple weeks, and I have been religiously forgetting to introduce you guys at the beginning. And I know we feel fine with that, but we do so much dropping people in Maison en Scène. Is that the right one?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right in the middle.
No.
In media res.
Yeah. In media res. What's Maison en Scène mean?
Maison en Scène is like the scenery.
Yeah, the composition of the frame.
Yes, the Maison en Scène.
Yeah, so basically what I said.
Yeah, yeah, totally. It's like you do that little thing with the thumbs and forefingers in front of your eyes and you make a box and I drop them right into that.
You drop them us in ex gratia.
I like to just use the thumb. I like to use the thumb and really gauge.
Like I did that like a lot in elementary school.
Yeah.
I would be like, painting. We're artists. Thumb. And my classmates would be, what, you're giving me the thumbs up in such a weird way.
Mm-hmm. Turns Why are you it was doing the, it at such a distance? The Bill Clinton thumb the whole time.
Oh, right.
The half thumb. Yeah. Which is weird that that's how you know you're powerful is you've co-opted an entire thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Like an entire hand symbol.
Let's go through the whole human body and figure out who owns what part. The thumb.
Is this a segment?
Yeah, I think this is a segment. Oh, we have a new segment. Let's help try to find the name of this segment. So what should we name this segment?
The Body Republic.
Oh, good.
So good. All right, The Body Democratic. Yes. Will be the name.
Great.
Because we're going to vote on each part.
Okay, fantastic.
Why you got it? It's a joke on a joke.
What's wrong with that?
Just stack them up. Stack them up like pancakes.
It's too far. It's too split.
It's a bridge to Terabithia?
I think we might need... I mean, it's not that I don't trust everybody in this room here, but I don't know how well you guys know the body, so maybe we should have, like, each one of our votes counts as a certain amount of votes, you know?
Based on, like, what, our size?
Yeah, that would be great.
Yeah. How much we weigh, that'll be the amount of votes.
We have a scale outside.
We do have a scale outside. I'll go first. I need everyone to step out and weigh themselves. Okay. Come back in and report.
Okay.
What are we calling this segment where we weigh ourselves?
Great. Get that segment name.
Wait, don't tell me.
Nailed it.
Wait, what if we fuck with it and change it to something else?
Like what?
Like, wait, don't inform me, because things are more fun when you just...
I know I'm out in the hall, but I can still hear you fucking razzing me. We also already have a segment called Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Yeah.
I think, is that when we pick each other up and try to guess our weights?
Or we weigh something in secret and then ask
for
a group, whatever.
Great. We'll get back to these other segments in a hot minute, but let's do the original Wait, Don't Tell Me. I just weighed myself. With clothes and shoes, I'll have you and the listener know.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Wait, don't tell me. What do I weigh?
I'm going to say 175.
Okay.
$1.
Okay.
I'm going to guess a cool 160.
Nick is the closest.
Really?
I am 161.8 with shoes on.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm very
cool.
You're
so svelte.
Thank you.
I guess I was giving a lot of extra weight to clothes and shoes.
Right.
I think I was like, well, clothes and shoes weigh about 10 pounds.
This is a segment called Walking It Back.
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
We already have a segment called Backpedaling.
Ooh, that's a good segment.
Oh, there we go.
I feel like I don't want anyone else to weigh themselves. This is like a fucking hassle at this
point. I already
did. Oh, yeah. What did you come in as?
Now I feel like I need to go extremely under because I've already insulted one of my gracious hosts. So I'm going to say 110.
I'm going to say 135.
It was 130.
Wow.
Not a lot of meat on these bones.
No.
Used to literally weigh 110 pounds in adulthood.
Wow. I won't weigh myself, but I know how much I weigh. So if you would like to
we
guess.
We can wait.
Yeah, you can wait, put the shoe on the other foot.
I'm going to go 175.
I'll go 180.
177.5.
Wow. See, you are all very generous men, and I appreciate what you've done for the body positivity. I am right now at a cool, because that's the only measurement. That's the only unit of measurement.
He's putting sunglasses on right now.
Yes, I'm at a cool 195, I believe, right now.
That's cool.
Yes,
Holy shit.
I usually bounce somewhere between 180 and 200.
So I know that you're getting fat.
Yeah.
Because I listen to your podcast.
Oh, yeah. Which is just, of course...
We should plug this right now.
The Getting Fat podcast.
Getting Fat with Evan K.
Mm-hmm. You just check in every week and I just
And the K stands for kilos.
That's right. I ate more ice cream this week. My podcast is with my lovely wife, Caitlin Keene. It's called The Paper Year. And actually, The Paper Year is the first year you're married. And so we have tried to do a podcast a week for all 52 weeks that we've been married. But we started it late. So now we are going basically from January to January. So we are now in our second year of marriage.
Wow.
Yes. Which is which year?
The cotton year.
That is wildly unfortunate.
Yes, yeah. It is a terrible... The paper year is such a cute name. And then the cotton year sounds like a Toni Morrison novel. Like, it just doesn't work. It sounds weird.
What's the third year? Do you have something to look forward to?
The third year, I believe, is the leather year.
Ooh.
I could be wrong, but yeah, slapping chaps and all that stuff. The leather year.
I wish we had a segment called Slapping Chaps.
We do now.
Yep.
There's nothing stopping us.
Yes, Slapping Chaps is a chapstick review segment, I believe.
That's right? Great.
Is chapstick one of those things like Kleenex where there is something called chapstick and that's just what it is?
Yes.
Yes. It's a poultice.
Yeah.
All right, so this is Slapping Chaps. I'm going to review Burt's Bees.
Okay.
I hate Burt's Bees. As a high school boy, everyone you will ever kiss has Burt's Bees lathered all over their fucking face.
Mm.
And it's slippery and it burns the face and is in no way enjoyable. Fuck you, Burt's Bees. That's been Slapping Chaps. Anyone else know any other lip pulties?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember the little one that comes in the blue circles and
Carmex.
Ooh, right.
Blistex?
Let's say Blistex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Carmex is the yellow. Blistex is the blue.
I'm going to review Blistex. It's the balm that is calm, the poultice with the multice. It's the potion with the motion. And the ointment.
With an appointment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
For your joint lip.
That's it. I don't know what it's like, but it rhymes a lot.
That was pretty good rhyming.
Yeah, that was a
third multisyllabic rhyme you threw in there.
Mm-hmm.
We're just going to weave in all the plugs for your stuff right up front.
Oh, yeah.
Are you this good at rhyming because you also do improvised music material for public consumption?
It certainly helps sometimes. And when the public does consume musical improv, the rhyming is the part that they enjoy the most, which is always fascinating because that's the part I always think is kind of like the most sweaty part of musical improv, because you just watch people be like, and then the knife, and then my wife. You know, it's just always that over and over again. I always want to do a musical improv show called Life and Strife and just have that be the only rhymes that you can do for the whole show, because that's really just what musical improv is. But I enjoy good rhyme. I enjoy a good turn of phrase.
You do a show called Your Love, Our Musical.
It's true.
Where you sing about people's loves with your creative partner, whose name I'm forgetting.
Rebecca Vigil. She's fantastic.
And I'm a stickler for data. One, there seems to be a hierarchy of things that the audience fucking loves out of this. And two, what's the hierarchy to you of importance when you're doing this kind of gig?
So the hierarchy of love for the audience is, one is, I'll say rhyming is up there. Rhyming is up there, one or two. Yeah,
it's really like a magic trick that they can understand. They don't need to know another language to get that's fun that you rhyme.
Exactly. Even people who don't speak English understand the way that those sounds mash against their ears.
Do you have a lot of people who don't speak English coming to your show?
Sometimes. You'd be surprised. I host a stand-up show as well in Brooklyn, and the amount of people from Sweden and from European countries who come to this stand-up show it's like half our audience. It's very bizarre. Wow. I don't know why they're there.
Are they just like so progressive that they just like other people laughing around them, and they're post-content? They just know that that's a feeling they want to be engaged with.
God, I can't wait till everyone is post-content.
Me too.
So hierarchy goes, yep. Rhyming one. Then two is probably just the music in general. People just love music. When music is introduced to anything, they are astounded and overwhelmed. Number three is then the story, what we have heard the couple say, because we do an interview segment, and then we basically... So basically, it's like you repeated back to us the parts that we thought were interesting. So they like that, too, because a couple will talk about, like, we met on Tinder, and then we'll do, like, a Tinder song, and people be like, I can't believe you remembered that. And four is definitely remembering. The audience is always, I can't even believe you remembered all those names. And it's like, we had to remember two.
Yeah.
And we barely remembered the one.
Yeah. And in your brain, you're like, you don't realize how we're sweating up here, hoping for any detail to grasp onto. And that's why I remember every detail.
Or people do realize that, because the fifth thing people love to do after they see our show is to come up and tell us how boring they thought the couple was and how they liked our show.
They didn't give you enough to work with?
Yes, 100%.
What do they expect?
Every audience member comes up, because it's like watching magic, you know, or like watching somebody on a game show where you're like, I can't believe they didn't get number four. I knew it, and I was just sitting in the audience not doing anything, being comfortable and relaxed and having my brain think, you know. So whenever people are in the audience of this thing, they always like to say, oh, they were so boring. Next time you should select us. And then they'll come back and we'll select them, and then someone else will, and the cycle continues in media res.
I feel ashamed to hear that because I know every improv show I've gone to, I've been like, oh, look at this chump who they brought up to interview.
But that's part of the joy, too, is because you get to sit there and say, I could do it better. And then you also get to be up there and be like, this is the worst. It's fascinating. What was the second? I've forgotten.
Oh, for you.
Oh, for me.
Hierarchy of importance of these elements.
The most rewarding thing is being surprised. I think that's the case for so many things in life. I mean, for comedy especially, like being surprised is the best. And
boo!
Exactly. Love so fun. That did legitimately surprise me because I wasn't looking at you and I heard it in the headphones. But I would say my... doing this with a partner is great because Rebecca will constantly surprise me, and that's always awesome. And then I think the other thing is sometimes I do just fall in love with my own words, and if I am able to think of a rhyme and then land the rhyme, I do take some real shitty self-pleasure from that. Like, you can see me kind of smirk and like kind of like walk. It's like disgusting.
Where does that fall on the audience's enjoyment list?
Oh, they hate it.
Your smugness?
I look like a wrestling heel. They instantly know that I should be ashamed of myself. Sometimes they won't laugh, and I'll like force it back in and say it again, you know, and they'll be like, ugh, this guy. We get it. You figured out how to rhyme hippopotamus or whatever it is.
We'll do some music segments later in this episode. This is our early tease. We've done early plugging. We're also going to early tease the better content to come.
Love.
Do we have other open segments? I feel like we burned through the beginning of this in a torrid pace.
I do remember a segment I was excited about, which was who owns which part of the body.
Yes. Right.
Because I do feel like there are some very easy ones, which are mainly like the more sexy parts, but I'm more interested in like the other parts.
Me too.
Oh, now that we've all weighed ourselves, except Tim, we know how much our votes will weigh. Now we can elect the name of the segment about who owns which body part.
That's true.
I think
Okay.
Maybe last option was Knights of the Old Body Republic.
I think we were at I Sing the Body Electric.
Tim, we got to get your weight here so we know our pool of electorate. Here.
Okay, so before I answer this question,
want to crack open a new segment?
I would just like to know how much, so we know Evan clearly weighs the most here. How many votes does that earn him?
It's a vote a pound.
Okay, wow. All right. Yeah. Okay, so I could go weigh myself, but I probably weigh 126, let's say.
All right.
Wow.
Damn.
You have been looking thinner.
Tim, are you trying to get thinner?
Yeah, I am.
But why?
In the face area.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everybody wants to be thinner in the face area.
Right.
This is a segment called 4-Hour Face.
Blake's got a new face.
What are you doing to make your face smaller?
Less beer drinking, and then just, you know, some mild physical activity, like a walk.
It's really not a lot and not very aggressive.
Yeah, very minimal.
This is all it takes to get a smaller face?
Yeah, stop drinking high-calorie sugar bread and walk.
I like sugar bread, though.
We all like sugar bread.
That would be a great name for a beer.
Or a 90s bar band.
Oh, yes. 100%.
What's their hit?
It's got to be something kind of like obscure and seemingly formless. Like a Two Princes kind of a name.
Is this the time where I get to take out my guitar?
And play Two Princes?
Two Princes. Once in college legitimately quit a band because they tried to make me play Two Princes.
You were right. You were right to do that.
Did they only want to play Two Princes?
Yes. What? No, the whole catalog was problematic, but the Two Princes is what really pushed it over the edge.
How far was Two Princes in time from Kiss from a Rose on the Grave and whatever the song is? I can't remember which of the bands did it.
Take your time.
Where they sing like a nervous magician waiting in the wings.
Oh, that is The Runaround by Blues Traveler.
Oh,
Blues
Traveler.
Those three songs.
What's this? I don't know the second one you said.
Have I revealed myself by knowing that so quickly?
I don't think that's a fair...
To be a huge Sugar Bread
fan. You grew up in the...
with their smash hit on college radio. Why do these things happen?
What's the opening verse of why do these
things happen? Can I get a guitar and play it?
Yes,
this is what we want to do.
Should we take a break and come back?
Okay, we're going to take a break. I'm going to string up the old guitar.
Wait, we can't take a break. We haven't decided the name.
We have a lot of open segments, okay?
Hey, we're doing great.
If you want to call me baby, just go ahead now. And if you like to tell me baby, just go ahead now. And if you want to buy me flowers, just go ahead now. And if you like to talk for hours, just go ahead now.
I mean, how do you know when someone is flirting with you? Because my wife will accuse me sometimes that this person or that person was flirting with you, and I'm like, I thought they just made me a sandwich. Like, we were just at a Subway, and I was just telling them what they wanted, or what I wanted, and I guess what they wanted. And she's like, you're flirting with this person. Sometimes I just think flirting is being nice. But, like, when you're a dummy with no ability to understand social cues, like, anything could be flirting at any time.
Evan, do you want to be the lead singer of Sugar Bread for the moment?
I love Sugar Bread, and yes, I know all their songs by heart.
Great.
I hope they play Cup of Gold.
Funny story, Cup of Gold was one of the songs I was listening to in a coffee shop one time when I did realize someone was flirting with me. I was in freshman in college, I remember.
This is like VH1 Storytellers.
Mm-hmm, yes, this is Cup of Gold by Sugar Bread. It's got a slow start. Oh, but then it really kicks in.
Where have you been? Where have I gone? With you it's nights, and then it's dawn. Will we be together until we're old? Or like the end of a rainbow, leave me with that cup, that cup of gold, that cup of gold, that cup of gold. Can you get some cash for your cup of gold? Like the stories they were all told, like an old man in a cave reaching for the wrong cup of gold. Will you pick the carpenter's cup? Will you pick it up? Cup of gold, a chasm is opened and we're falling because we have not been chosen. Cup of stories, every single story, even this story has been told.
Now correct me if I'm wrong, but this was originally written, I think I read this on the liner notes, for Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade, but they didn't choose it for
surprise,
some reason.
Shockingly. They did not choose to use it.
Huh.
Yeah, the notes came back not on the nose enough.
Right. Yeah. Just hinted at it, but didn't quite reference it in a way that could truly be appreciated.
Yeah, it just wasn't marketable, I guess.
Yeah. Seems like they had watched it with a cursory glance.
I mean, I read on Wikipedia that the problem was they thought they had John Williams, the composer, but they had accidentally hired John Williams, the guitarist.
Oh, from Sugar Bread.
From Sugar Bread.
Right.
Which is actually why Sugar Bread broke up, because most people don't know this, but John Williams, the guitarist, got so confused with John Williams, the composer, that he became too famous.
R.I.P. Sugar Bread.
They knew him from the soundtrack of Air Bud 2, which, by the way, is a great soundtrack.
Mm.
And the title song goes a little something like this.
Ain't nothing in the rule book said a dog can't play the sports. Maybe we should have changed the rule book, but we come up short because the rule book don't say nothing. No, don't say nothing about a dog playing sports.
Classic. The thing I love about Sugar Red is just how musically eclectic they are.
Yeah, they jumped around. Really like the David Bowie of the 90s. They just choose, they pick and choose.
Yeah, fantastic.
And to think, all those, just like Blues Traveler and some of those other popular 90s bands, like still hits at the bars. You can go now, dating ourselves, but you know.
Wait, what was their hit track?
Was the one that was really fun to have on a jukebox because it was called Cue Up on That Jukebox, that song about the jukebox.
Cue it up on the jukebox, cue it up. On the jukebox, which jukebox? The jukebox that you're queuing it up. Gonna cue up this song on the jukebox. Jukebox, cue it, jukebox, jukebox, cue it on the jukebox. Listen to this, not on a jukebox, impossible, gotta cue it up. Number 5239832922 a play. Jukebox. That last part, they kind of go into, it's like a cover, sort of, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
But what song is that they're covering?
Experimental.
Einstein on the Beach by Philip Glass.
Yes. You know, obviously. Not enough people play Philip Glass in 50s diners,
no.
I don't think.
No.
Can I suggest a new segment?
Oh, please, dear God.
Weirdest app on your phone.
Great.
Like, what's happening?
Seggy. What's happening?
That's so good.
Sorry, I'd like to vote for...
So what's the criteria here?
No
so is
games.
It just... Okay, no games.
So I would say this is like an app that you downloaded at some point, mm-hmm. and you have no idea why it still is on your phone, why you have it. What the point of it was at the time.
I know what this app does, but the name of it does not, as far as I am aware, correlate with what the app does. So the app is called Deepware Changes.
What? That's so long.
Reminds me of that great Sugar Bread song, Deepware Changes.
So many things will happen. You meet so many strangers, but you're never prepared for the deep where changes. It's not the shallow where, no, it's the where down there, the deep where. And you will be amazed at the changes. Sometimes you think, is this all there is? Changes, the deep where changes, not the shallow where changes, not the takeoff changes, it's the deep where changes, like the seat of your pants after 6 months, that's a deep where change, that's a deep where change.
I'm feeling low energy. It's the guitar. You have to like sit back and cradle it. So I'm kind of compromised in my motion. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to stand. Whoa. And it's going to be energetic as fuck. I'm unencumbered.
Feels
do you feel
so
it?
So good.
Free.
Great. Who wants to do their Randy Newman impressions now that I can get to a piano? Everyone, well, let's just line up and do Randy Newman impressions.
Okay, great.
This segment is called New Men.
When Karl Marx was a boy.
Who wants to start?
I liked it more when I was a teen, but now all the actors are people I've never seen. The humor is random and it's too often hosted by Russell Brand. I liked SNL when I was a teen.
Wow.
That's a good Randy Newman song.
That's a great Randy Newman song. Who else has a Randall Newman?
Well, there's a chance. Hell yeah. That the big one is coming. It's gonna hit us in the pants. Where you got Donald Trump? Make me feel like a stump when I think and I drink. Goodbye, America.
It's more of a Bill Cosby, I think, than it was a Randy Newman, but
that's okay. Nick was doing Tom Waits the whole time.
Tim.
I'm not very clear on what Randy Newman does, except for singing very folksy. Maybe he doesn't rhyme, maybe he does. He sounds drunk and probably deeper than I'm singing. Now, thank you. Bye-bye.
The classic Randy Newman sign-off.
Dude, that was very good.
It was very good.
I love that.
I love how he ends every song with thank you, goodbye.
Thank you, goodbye.
That's been my time. Good night.
It's very smart because that's how you know a song is done.
Yeah.
Thank you, goodbye. Mm-hmm. Very polite.
I don't want any questions after.
I don't want to fade out because sometimes they fade back in.
Yeah.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. No surprises with me.
Mm-hmm. How will you know? Well, when it's time to turn over that record or turn off that CD. Or unplug that 8-track player.
I find a thank you bye suits the purposes.
Yeah. Too many things start without a proper hello and a proper goodbye. This podcast, for instance, right in media res, should start off with hello.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Hello, everyone.
Hello.
Hello.
This podcast started in habeas corpus, and it should have a hearty ahoy hoy.
Ahoy hoy. Well, that's why Oh Hello is such a popular show on Broadway. Mm-hmm. It's very polite. Oh hello.
And they know when it's going to start.
And then oh goodbye.
Right.
It's kind of striking me now that it's crazy that that show doesn't end with oh goodbye.
True story, when I was listening to a lot of noise music back in the day, I got a record that I really liked. And I was sitting there vibing out on it and getting drunk. And I sat for at least 15 minutes listening to the record scratch the paper in the middle, thinking like, damn, man, he's really committing to this move. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. So just a little at the end of your noise album. Oh, goodbye.
New segment. Most embarrassing thing you've ever done while either drunk or high that you definitely wouldn't have done. Because people will say sometimes, like, I'm great when I'm hot. Like, I can totally do everything. But that's not true.
Right.
Let's call it the days of high adventure.
I once ate a pot cookie and went and saw John Carpenter's The Thing.
Oh, boy. Mm.
And I had handed some out to some friends. And we stood in the lobby waiting for somebody to come back from the bathroom for 30 minutes until we realized that we were all there. They must have just watched a circle of people make idle small talk for 30 minutes. Like, don't they have anywhere to go? Just us hanging out.
That's great. I don't know. I don't have any memories of these.
I mean, that wax paper thing is pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty bad. And I was definitely highly inebriated for that. Most of the time, my weed experiences are just a never-ending panic trip if I hate myself anyway. So there's small differentiations between moments.
Oh, I should say, during this whole 30 minutes, I didn't say a word. All of my friends were talking around and at me.
Yes.
While I was also like, yeah, I have to wait. I have to wait here.
Mm-hmm. There was a time when I was trying to get better at smoking weed, and people in my house were smoking often. And I have a lot of memories of sitting in the comfy chair in the corner of my kitchen, psyching myself up to get up and join conversation. And I'm sure there were a lot of just terrifying moments of me with bloodshot red eyes just leaping out of the chair and staring at them with a smile in my head, like engaging in their conversation finally and overcoming this fear and just being like, yes, me too.
Oh, I think I have watched some videos, experimental avant-garde videos that have been skipping, and I think that it's part of the rhythm of the video. And I'm like, yeah, this is mind-blowing, but it's not. It's just a user error.
I did once watch an experimental independent film that was on horrible quality. And I thought it was choices as well. It was like at like 480. And I was like, damn, man, this is so. And then I was like, oh, you can turn it up and it's clean. And I'd spent an hour trying to dig into why they had made this choice to make it all grainy.
Why is this so terrible?
Yeah.
That is generally when I imagine you enjoying a piece of culture at all. That's what I imagine.
Me dialing up the terribleness on it.
You going, oh, yeah, 480. What a creative choice.
I love terrible things. I don't like things that work the way they're supposed to work or are good. Mm-hmm. Find that fucking anywhere. I don't know. You can walk down the goddamn content street and step into a content shop and say, sir, give me a working piece of content. And they'll give it to you. I want something that sucks or is broken.
You like little punk rock.
Did someone say punk rock?
Uh-oh.
Hi!
Is this it? Is this what we're getting?
Who just leapt in and kicked Nick with a high kick and knocked him out?
It's me, James Blunt Madison!
Oh my god, I thought you were James Blunt Monroe.
No, James Blunt Monroe is my solo project.
Oh, my bad. This is your group project with whom? I'm sorry, I'm really fuzzy on your discog.
With a couple of former members of Sugar Brad.
Oh, shit.
We're just ripping the lid off American culture with our pop punk band.
We were just talking about Sugar Brad.
That's great. Except I've really moved on to other projects.
What are you working on?
I've got a Broadway musical based on our album, America. I'm a doofus, doy, I'm American.
That's kind of hard hitting in this climate.
That's some strong satire.
We feel like most people are like, America's smart. And we're like, no, America is like a doofus. I'm American.
Hate to break this to you.
Wait, are you going to ask him about his American flag thong that he's wearing?
No. I'm gonna
Does it
on.
Offend you?
No, the thing is it doesn't. The
I'm only wearing it over two pairs of jean jorts.
Yeah, I know. Just the perspective.
That's jorts with jeans in the parts that aren't normally made of jean, like the rivets.
Okay. So wait, aren't those just jeans?
Yeah.
Like the rivets are made of jeans.
Those aren't rivets. That's the bottom of jeans.
Just to clarify, so you've connected the bottom of jeans to jean shorts?
We need clarification on this, sir. I'm sorry.
I mean, the thong is as clear as day.
Yeah, yeah. It's right out here.
Plus, the message of the thong is equally as clear.
Absolutely.
America. Mm-hmm. Love it or leave it.
Yeah.
But the
love
the,
it or leave it or hate it or doy, doofus, doy, America.
But the jean jorts just seem to be...
I sewed a pair of jeans onto some jorts.
Okay, then it is exactly what it looks like. You now just have jeans.
Two crotches.
Okay, why do you need two? Are you wearing through them real quick?
I got a lot to put in my crotches.
You I remember that. You guys had that song called Two Crotches, right?
Two crotches.
If you... want to call me crotches, just go ahead now. That one.
Crotches who are before you, just go ahead now. Yeah, crotches, crotches that adore you. Yeah.
That's great. How'd the second verse go?
What? I have got two crotches and you wanna see. I have got two crotches and they both compete.
He rhymed, I loved it.
Yeah, that was great.
It was based on this really boring couple.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, let's be honest. What is a couple, really, but just two crotches?
I feel like you get it.
I get it, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm into it. So when is your Broadway show going up?
Every night after Oh Hello. Stick around.
Oh, you guys are just performing on a Broadway stage.
Wait.
We are in the balcony.
Do you sell tickets to it?
Oh, you're in the balcony. Oh,
no, just stay around after Oh Hello.
Okay.
Get real quiet and hide somewhere.
Are you the ones who convinced Oh Hello to stop ending with Oh Goodbye so people would mill about wondering if the show
was
over?
People don't know that the show is over.
It's a genius move.
Seems like a missed opportunity for the Oh Hello guys.
But they stick around and they get to see your wonderful
people
show.
People wander around.
What's the name of the show again?
Noise from the Balcony. It's, oh, America. Oh, doofus, doy, America.
That's right. Okay, and this is like an edgy, countercultural sort of
It's edgy. We go places that no one goes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I hate to be the bearer of this sort of news. I love your energy.
News?
Okay.
The news is a layer that's put over our eyes.
All right.
What does that mean?
So we don't know we're wolves and we think we're sheep. It's a layer. The newspaper is what goes over people's eyes.
Yeah, so like when you're trying to spy on somebody, but you cut two holes in
the newspaper. Yeah, you cut holes through a newspaper. If you want to see, cut holes in the newspaper, man.
So then they won't know that you're a wolf?
So they won't know you're a wolf and not a sheep.
Okay.
Be a wolf pole, not a sheeple.
Well, I got to let you know, none of these positions you're taking are edgy in contemporary discourse.
How about this?
Okay, what if I'm gonna listen to another
one.
How
about this?
Stop whipping your hair around.
How about this?
Yeah, no, I get it. You have long hair. No, it's cool.
How about you think...
A lot of dudes have long hair. I think... This isn't impressive.
Maybe America should have more than one political party, man.
They do.
They have two.
Two.
Like, minimum. A couple more.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest, too.
Trenchant, Evan.
Yeah. You're on the ball. I'm really... I've pulled the newspaper out of my eyes.
Yeah, but what if those parties, like... was into democracy,
Did you mean to braid your hair like one of the Na'vi? Is that a conscious choice?
That was a conscious choice.
That's very interesting.
Yeah.
It wasn't because of the movie, but in anticipation of the Broadway show. So that way...
Avatar the Broadway show.
Is it going to be in 3D?
They open with the Na'vi word for hello. And they don't close with the Na'vi word for goodbye. Aomate.
You're kind of into pop punk, but really it seems like you're more into Broadway than anything else.
What's the most punk way to deliver music now? Oh. Not through a sporpsify. Okay. Oh, who scored the music in a touchdown? Who? Not through...
Who consumes music like that?
Goons. Ooh, we're goons. And certainly not through records. Oh, the public record.
Okay, so you guys release on title only?
We release on title of show, the off-Broadway show, and then we made it up to Broadway.
I never realized that title of show was actually title of show.
Yeah.
It was title of show.
Yeah, a Kanye.
It costs $20 a month, and you just went and watched the same show over and over.
It's kind of like theater is spelled with the R and the E in the ways you wouldn't
think. That's right.
It's a Broadway thing.
What's the name of this Broadway show? Is it off-Broadway or is it Broadway? It's Broadway because it's on Broadway.
The Broadway show is America... Doofus, America. When it was off Broadway, it was known by its other name.
Wait, what was it known by off Broadway?
You had to clean up for Broadway?
It was, this is my United States of .. Oh, it is America.
Oh, it is.
Dot.
I'm sorry. I cut in before it was done. Was that the last dot?
It was the last dot.
It's a lot of ellipses.
Yeah. You really kept
this is my United States of. Oh, wait, this is America.
Although you got to say the ..
..
It's not... I feel like you guys are picturing three periods.
Oh, it actually says ..
This is my United States of... And then three periods, and then .. And then three periods, and then America, and then the word .. And then a period.
These t-shirts must have been enormous.
Only sell them in extra, extra large.
Is it a musical, or is it just a straight-ahead Broadway play?
It's pop punk, bro.
Right. Okay. Yeah, what's the opening number?
America, America, I think we should have political parties. America, America, what if instead of a president there was also nine guys who sat on a Supreme Court bench?
Wait, that's amazing.
Two branch system. Okay. Is that too many branches for your brain?
Wait, the opening number is just generally outlining what you think would be a nice system of checks and balances.
Yeah, we set out our proposal for a constitution. What if the states weren't just confederated?
Right.
And they were gathered together.
Like united.
Oh. Yeah, like in order to form a union, but more perfect.
Right.
Yeah,
this might be very upsetting for you. Have you ever seen a Western Civ book, like a U.S. history book?
I don't read.
I don't know if you should ruin
Western
this
history.
He finally has an edgy perspective.
Have you seen Hamilton?
No, I'm too big. I have to stay in the wings of Oh Hello, trying to escape the security guards.
You know what, Tim? You're right. I'm going to let him have
it. Yeah. So who else is in this performance? Is it just you? And do you call Hamilton Shamilton?
I mean, that's what his t-shirt says.
That sounds super disrespectful. I only put it on my t-shirt. On the back.
You don't say it.
Behind.
Either. Yeah.
You've been.
This is my United States of.
..
Three periods.
Yeah.
.. Three periods. Yeah. America.
I wish you could see this man. His
period.
His shirt looks like a word bubble that's exploded. There's so many fonts and phrases.
And then
on
the back, Shamilton. Got milk, more like got truth.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Wake up, be a wolf pull.
And it's so weird that you were able to fit that amount of text on a cutoff.
Yeah. Which it appears you've sewn another shirt to the bottom of.
Another shirt, and if you could read it aloud for the audience.
Oh, if I could read it aloud for the audience?
If you could give them that information.
It's sure. Very small font down there.
It is. It's very, very small. It appears to say, wake up, wake up. Everybody knows this is a shakeup. Get up, stand up, come on, put your hands up. Baby, any longer, come and do the conga? Is that right?
Yeah, and then on the back here, it's the moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you.
Interesting.
America.
Oh, yeah.
There, doofus. There it is. Yep. Doy, 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 yeah, America.
Yep. Okay, I'm back on board with
period,
that.
Period, period, period. Dot, dot, dot.
Okay.
You period. Love, you love punctuation.
I love punctuation.
It's really punk rock.
I love some punctuation as
oh,
punk rock.
Oh, my God. There you go. Punctuation.
It's in there. Punctuation.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Perfect, yeah. How do you feel about brackets?
I think that... Oh, man, I got to write another show. I don't know what I feel. Really? I got so many feelings to work out.
All right, let's try to help you tease some of these feelings out.
Yeah.
It looks like you're in a very creative state. Is it time for you to get a little song out of your heart?
Yeah, I think I definitely have that in me.
Yeah. You want to sing about brackets?
Yeah, before you have to pick up this rickshaw and get out of here?
Yeah, because it's clogging up the hallway, really.
I had a youth pastor named Rickshaw. I really did. My uncle babysat for him.
Sorry, don't cry. It's okay. Just let your feelings out.
I'm working through a lot, man.
Okay. I'm so sorry. Can I interrupt? Hi, y'all. Sorry. I'm Rickshaw.
Oh, is he yours?
Yeah, this is my, I remember. Although you changed your name, didn't you? You used to go by Steven.
Rick?
Steven.
Yeah. I'm so sorry. I hate to interrupt, but I saw my former student, Steven, over here.
Yeah.
I noticed the giant clothespin holding together his entire outfit.
Is that a classic Steven?
Oh, classic Steve. Steven's always dressing up whenever come to Bible study. Mm-hmm. It was very funny. Anyway, he and the kids used to make fun of me because my name, Rick Shaw.
What would they say?
They said Shaw, like the grocery store, like George Bernard Shaw, you know, like that kind of stuff. Real mean.
Terrible children.
Yeah, it's awful. Anyway, I just couldn't help but notice, Jason, is your name Jason?
How did you notice that?
Jason, well, I saw it written on your shirt.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite shirt.
Yeah, it's a Jason, dot, dot, dot.
Dot, dot, dot.
Not punctuation, but just dot, dot, dot. Like Dippin' Dots, ice cream of the future. I saw, Jason, you have like a very good body.
What?
Has anyone ever told you that?
No, this is honestly the first time.
Like, you look like you weigh anywhere between 175 to 160 pounds.
Whew, okay. That's pushing the actual total.
Anyway,
a little, but
I don't mean to be too forward, but I would love to make love to you.
Damn, is he flirting with me?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Is he hitting on me?
I think he's just
What's your
really
name,
polite.
Little one?
Oh, my name's Tim.
Tim. Mm-hmm. That's a good name for you.
Why? Because it's just three letters?
Mm-hmm. It's tiny, just like you are.
Three apples high.
Three apples high. Is that how they measured you?
Uh-huh.
Well, let me tell you something. I'd eat all those apples right down to the core.
Well, they're red delicious.
Oh, my. I think if I didn't know any better, you're hitting on me, Tim.
Oh, no. I'm just being polite.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
I'm a New Yorker. I'm sorry. This happens all the time for me.
I do know that is a classic New York term. Yeah. That's why they call it the Big Apple.
Yep.
Everyone here just says, hello, goodbye, and red delicious. Anyway, I just wanted to know if there were still tickets available to your show, Steven.
Jeez.
Are you allowed to say jeez? Is that a thing?
Is that short for Jesus?
Yeah. Is that?
Is allowed because
Wait.
As long as you put a Z in Jesus, you can say whatever you want about him.
Jeez. Oh. Short for Jesus?
Yeah, that's right. G-E-E-Z-U-S. Jesus.
So like Jesus historically never existed.
Correct.
Great. So it's not punk pop at all.
I mean, what is
I'm just
pop
saying
punk, really,
Jesus,
Steven?
But more efficient.
That's right.
Wait.
Jesus is really in everything you do, Steven.
When all my songs talk about how everyone's gotta read the Bible.
I think that might be short for Bible.
I feel like maybe some of your Christian roots are showing through. As punk as you want to be.
But I thought I dyed all of my braided Navi hair pink. You can see my roots.
Oh,
listen,
yeah.
The only dying that needs to get done is geez, us dying and going to heaven for our sins. Am I right, guys?
Wait a second.
You are
when
right,
we
Jason.
Sing.
Thank you.
Geez, duh, on the cross, and for your sin. And went to, so you can go to heaven.
Yep, I believe.
I'm not saying, I swear, Princess Diana on motocross.
No.
No.
Because, you know, she was in a car crash, and so we thought it'd be real edgy to say she was doing motocross.
No, we get it.
That is edgy.
It is edgy, but that's not what you're saying.
For your citrus fruits, because it's about, like, globalism and how we should be only buying local goods to fuck the man.
Boy, great that's a message. Long walk. Long walk.
So you can go to watch Kevin Can Wait, you know, as they call it for short, Kev, or say it easier, Kev.
I love that show.
You love Kevin Can Wait?
I can't wait for Kevin Can Wait. Oh, that's what I say around my house.
Who you know? You seem like a funny guy around your house.
Well, it's mostly me. Around my house.
Mostly you.
Sometimes the neighborhood kids will come and yell mean names at me about my name, Rick Shaw.
What will they say?
Yeah, we used to call him Rick Ross.
Yeah, it's terrible because my middle name is Drudge. Rick Drudge Report Shaw. It's my full name. And the kids, and they would be mean and call me Rick Ross, like that cocaine rapper.
Yeah.
Okay. Want nothing to do with it.
Right, no, why would you?
So you're alone around the house then?
Yes, that's right. Except for me and my mirrors.
You and multiple mirrors.
I have a collection of mirrors in my home.
Are they pointed at each other such that you are a never-ending desperation of yourself?
I am never alone. I've got multiple Rick Shaws in my house.
Right.
So whenever I walk into a room, I go, hello, goodbye, it's just me, Rick Shaw. And then the other Rick Shaws, Rick Drudge Report Shaw, and multiple Rick Shaws. All of the mirrors are broken, though.
Oh.
Whoa, how did that happen? Do you buy them broken or do you break them?
I assemble shards. I go to various shard sales in my neighborhood, and I pick them up.
Rick Shaw's broken shards.
Yeah, that's right.
His Rick Shards.
How'd you know about my Etsy store?
I've been there.
You've been to my Etsy store?
I have been.
You really are a little red delicious, aren't you?
That's a
little worm perking right through there, huh?
Don't mind my stem.
I don't.
Rick, is Tim hitting on me?
I think he might be. Tim gives forth a very sinful sexual energy.
Right. The apple is like it's a snake thing, right?
It's a metaphor. It's a metaphor. Yeah, that's right. Tim is the metaphorical apple in the Garden of Eden that is New York City.
Okay, what do you advise that I do? I shouldn't bite, right?
I'd say listen to your snake.
Okay.
Listen to your snake and see if you want to take a bite of that apple.
My snake is getting awful hungry.
Well, that's what they do. Yeah. That's what they do. Look into your mirror or your pieces of mirror and look at yourself and say, Jason, what am I going to do?
What am I going to do today?
What am I going to do with my life?
I'm going to take a little bite of that apple is what I'm going to do.
That's right. Am I going to be a sheeple?
No.
A wolf bull?
I'm going to be a wolf bull.
That's right.
Thanks,
Rick. It's just like my former student Steven says.
What does he say?
Is this America? Doi, 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 doofus America? I messed it up, but it's something like that.
Yeah, no, he says something like that.
Yeah.
How does that relate to my situation, Rick?
Well, you just got to think. Am I an American or am I doi or am I doofus or am I?
Oh, not those.
No.
Definitely American.
Should we have been whispering this whole time instead of talking at our normal speaking volume?
No, they're very dumb.
Okay.
I just had a thought.
Tim.
Thomas Jefferson Starship Troopers.
That is a thought, Tim. I don't think it's anything besides that. I think it's just a thought.
Yeah. I agree. I agree with you.
Hey, guys. Sorry, I just went to...
Evan, you're back.
Yeah, I went to get some roasted nuts. Who's this guy? Oh, I'm Rick Shaw.
Oh, you two should talk. You two should have an extended dialogue.
Yeah, I think you guys have a lot to teach each other.
I don't know. I don't really...
It looks like Nick is waking up.
Nick was asleep?
Take it.
Yeah, he got kicked in the face by...
That's right.
Yeah,
forgot about that.
Oh, hey, man, I got a blow.
Oh,
what does that mean?
That sounds good to me, too.
I have a date to go give some oral sex.
Okay.
I thought you meant do cocaine.
Oh, goodbye.
I'm going to go to the top of the Chrysler Building because according to a song I know, it shines like the mirrors that I love so much.
You're going
to
love it, Rick.
Yeah, you will.
And thanks for the advice, buddy.
No problem,
I'm going to do it.
You will always be my friend.
Chomp, chomp.
All right.
What the fuck were those guys?
Rick. I don't know.
I don't know. It got real weird in here.
I liked them.
Yeah.
I liked the pop punk guy. Seemed cool.
Yeah.
And the show sounds awesome.
Speaking of shows, we got to see Evan.
Yes.
When is that show hitting the boards again?
Trotting the boards?
Yeah. When can we go back and see the loving up of those boring strangers from the audience in front of a non-English speaking audience.
If you would like to see some boring strangers being sung about in front of a non-speaking audience, and you can go to yourloveourmusical.com.
Fantastic. And where can they find the paper year?
You can go to thepaperyear.com, or you can just type in the paper year into iTunes and it will come right up.
Anything else we should plug before you head out? How do they find you? How do they love you up on the internet?
If you want to love me up on the internet and hear more from my close personal friend, Rick Shaw, you can go to @EvanKaufman, @EvanKaufman on Twitter. Is a good place to find out things I'm doing. I don't use Twitter as much as I should, but when I do, it's always a real treat for me.
Thanks everyone for listening. Tim, I got some stuff I want to talk to you about after the show. So if you want to like stick around.
Yeah. I want to talk to you too. I thought maybe we could rub our fronts together.
I think he might be hitting on you.
You guys think so?
Maybe.
Okay.
It's very subtle.
I wouldn't know.
All right. I think I want to take a shot.
Are you not throwing away your shot?
No, this is my one chance to blow a dude.
Nailed it. Hamilton.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Goodbye.